Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Otto, your host for this evening's edition of Radically Right. We're here to take a bite out of this new world order the best we can. Today's date is April 14th, 2007. And our subject matter for this evening is going to be preparation for the new world order. And each week I like to start the program off with prayer. And I ask that you would join me in praying for those who are taking a stand against the new world order. And I ask and I want you to please. Don't just listen to me pray. Add your voice so that a multitude is praying together. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons, Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment, and our voices with your word. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause this new world order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, health, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, enshrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free. And I'm going to remind you every week, too, that you've got to do your part. You've got to do your part to talk to your friends and your family about what's coming. You got to do your part to support those like Republic Radio that are doing their part to keep people informed. And so I'm going to ask that you would do what you can to inform your friends and your family about what's going on and support Republic Radio. You can send the money at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Any donation that you can send will help. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100 in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. You can get this program in a number of ways, four of them. You can tune in to republicbroadcasting.org, where there is a wealth of information, archives of programs, books that are most informative, and banner sponsors that need to be supported. You can tune in your shortwave radio to 5.050 every Saturday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. Or you can come on satellite. And there are a couple of satellite alternatives for you. Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92, Horizontal Polarity. Or if you have the 4D TV, that's Galaxy 1, Channel 954, KU, is Galaxy 25, Transponder 11836, Symbol Rate 2076. I want to talk a little bit before we throw open the phones, but I am going to need your input to help fill in some of the flesh on the bones of preparation for the New World Order. And I think it should be pretty obvious to us that end times are here. But the Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars. It's real. We got a break coming up, and we're going to talk about those wars and rumors of wars this moment. Please stay tuned.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Talking about wars and rumors of war, and we know that our government has a military presence in 134 different countries. Back in the Vietnam War, we were told that it was pretty much confined to Vietnam. It was, our boys were in southern Vietnam, stopping the northern ones from coming down and taking over. But that wasn't the truth. We heard rumors that there were wars going on in Cambodia and Laos. And so when the truth of the matter came out, they only touched on it lightly and switched the song from being the Vietnam War to being the South East Asian War without really going into the depth of how our government had lied to the free people and was carrying on secret wars in foreign places. We also see in the scriptures that there were chariots in the end time with flaming torches jostling to and fro in the streets, and shortages of wheat, barley, and oil. Right now, wheat is cheap. The farmers can't make enough to stay alive, and when you talk about one of those $5 boxes of cereals you see in the store, probably about 11, 12 cents of it goes to the farmer. The rest is middleman stuff. And if you were to get yourself some wheat or some barley and pack it into plastic buckets and containers with a little diatomaceous earth as a preservative or bay leaves on top as a preservative, when the day comes that you would work all day long for an ephod of wheat, that's about a quart, then you'll be further ahead. They've had some put away already. But we can see that these things are coming, and they're coming quickly. The best way to weather the impending cataclysmic disaster is to flee the cities and towns. The heaviest concentration of government agents and snitches will be in those cities. Concentrated panic and violence will be there. And it will be worse in larger cities. Larger cities are already somewhat hostile. I live in Detroit. And we have lost pretty much most of our jobs with General Motors and Fords and Chryslers on the rope. People are not as prosperous as they used to be. A lot of those jobs have dried up, and yet those people want to eat anyway. And to some extent, burglary and robbery has taken over, trying to fill the gaps where people are hurting. So you got to get out of the cities, but being away from them will not suffice. Those outside of the cities will be rounded up and concentrated back in the cities, if it's at all possible. So it's going to be necessary to seek deep rural quarters and to maintain a very low profile to avoid being part of the roundup. It will not be easy to hide. However, we can learn from the Vietnamese. They tunneled into the earth to avoid detection. And the might of the American military couldn't destroy what they couldn't find. And whole cities were concealed underground. We know that the insiders are bunkered deep in the earth. We're going to have to pile dirt on top and around their opening, heap them down there. And we find that there are some big enclaves where they have quite a infrastructure. Now, I've heard the rumor that the spot, the places below ground in Las Vegas, is bigger than what's above ground. And they've got five of these big centers, and perhaps more, and interconnected with tunnels. They have large tunneling machines now that can bore underneath the earth and make great, massive tunnels that they can put their vehicles in and go from underground town to underground town without ever coming up above. Now, my dream is the south side of a hill. I recommend that for self-sufficient living. The drainage is assured because you're on a hill, so you're never going to get too wet. If you dug into that southern side of a hill, insulation from the earth makes it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. And a cleverly designed entrance will yield some of the privacy that was promised in the Constitution. It should be big enough to contain a barn for raising animals and storing feed. See, a dairy farm would be a very good alternative, as you could be producing products that may be bartered with others. Some dairy products that would have a good long shelf life are canned clarified butter, powdered milk and whey, smoked cheese. There's lots of alternatives to the alternative, because those who deal in fresh milk must sell it off quickly before it spoils. And you must be then hooked into the system. Now, storage is a key operant word for survival. Freeze-dried meals can be stored almost indefinitely. Sun-dried foods can be stored in plastic bags or other airtight containers for long periods of time. Canning jars in a pressure cooker are an absolute must. Big canning is quite simple. All you do is put food into the jar and seal it up and heat everything up hot enough that any germs inside are killed. If no new germs can get in because of the closed container with a sealed lid on there, as long as that little pop-up stays down, you know you haven't had a leak. That food is going to stay in there. I have some meats that I have canned from back in the early 90s. I just opened up and made some chili from some of that just the other day. And if you take ordinary pickle jars and put something real hot into it, put the lid down on there and get it with some heat from your pressure cooker, be sure you can leave it on the shelf for a long time. Now, you now have to get some food to preserve. And an easy way to garden is to spread out hay about a foot deep in the fall. And over the winters, it will collapse down to a thin mat. And in the spring, all you've got to do is snap a chalk line for the rows. And the rows are sliced with a large pizza cutter type of device. And that hay is pulled back for seedlings to be sown or the sprouts to be planted. Then the hay is pulled back around the plant, but not touching it. It's important not to touch it because you will give mold a chance to take over your crop. But you want it back around there close to hold the moisture and prevent the growth of weeds. Now, with plowing and weeding pretty much eliminated, a larger garden can be maintained. And I would strongly suggest that you get yourself some open pollinated seeds. That's not hybrid seeds. Open pollinated or heirloom seeds can be saved from each harvest for the next year or put away where it's cold in case next year's doesn't come out and you have to make your seed crop last 2 or 3 years. Now that harvest must be preserved, like canning. Root crops like potatoes and carrots can be stored in clean, dried sand that's put in cool places or buried in containers with sand at a level below the frost line. Any vegetables can be dried on old window screens and placed in plastic bags. Again, canning is important and will preserve foods for many years with few cans lost if a pressure cooker is used. Oh, you can use just boiling water with some things like tomatoes, but if you're going to use meat, you pretty much have to preserve that with a pressure cooker. Freeze drying is another alternative. Water boils at a lower temperature when you are high up in the mountains. It may boil at 208 or 209 degrees up there, but requires more heat, 212 degrees at sea level, for boiling to take place. That is because the air pressure is greater at sea level, and more heat is required to overcome that pressure. So generally, we can say that the boiling of water is dependent not only on temperature, but on pressure as well. And if the pressure is low enough, frozen water, common ice, will boil into a cold stream without melting into water first. Now, this can be accomplished by the use of a vacuum pump, which is the opposite of an air compressor. Instead of building up pressure, a vacuum pump will suck out pressure. This will cause anything to dry out quickly. Tomato juice will quickly become spaghetti sauce or ketchup. We're going to continue on with preparations for a new world order right after this break. Please stay tuned.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Of food, and we're using, in this instance, a vacuum pump, which operates similar to an air compressor, but you're hooked up to the suck part instead of the blow part, and it will suck the moisture right out of something, and if you've got it hooked up to a pressure cooker, it will suck the moisture out of whatever's in that pressure cooker. I have an interest in growing natural herbs for medicine. And if I've got some mullein for the lungs or lobelia in flotta, all you got to do is take those fresh pickings and put them in your pressure cooker and suck the moisture out, and you'll be surprised how quickly it is dried. This will cause anything to dry out quickly. Tomato juice will quickly become spaghetti sauce or ketchup with the use of a vacuum pump. Now, most vacuum pumps come with a limit switch and a dialable setting for vacuum as measured in inches of mercury. And it will cycle off when all the water is moved and the pressure is maintained from the vacuum chamber. And when it no longer comes on, you can be assured everything is completely dried. And in this case, our tomato juice example would have gone beyond the tomato paste phase and become a hard, dry chunk that could be powdered and kept in air and moisture-proof containers for a long time. For example, many years. And at that point, it requires no electricity as is needed for frozen foods, nor heat as needed to keep canned foods from freezing and breaking the jar. Now, true freeze-drying requires that the food that is going to be dried to first be subjected to high pressure before freezing so that the cells do not burst upon freezing. But the vacuum pump will aid the quick drying of many foods without even freezing them at all. Now, in science laboratories, they use a glass bell over a smooth surface to form the vacuum chamber. But you'll probably want to convert a pressure cooker like how the Americana 941 into your vacuum chamber. And if you can't afford a production vacuum pump, one may be adapted from an automobile air conditioning compressor. One opening will suck and the other blows out pressure. Connect the suck opening up to the stem on the pressure cooker and you will reduce the pressure inside the pressure cooker, which is now somewhat of a vacuum chamber. You know, there's many avenues to pursue for self-sufficient living. But even if you are extremely self-sufficient, you still can't do everything. Trusted friends and family can supplement each other in order to round out existence more fully. Better wake them up so that to this coming tribulation so that they may help get themselves ready. Some could learn to operate a ham radio to facilitate communications. Others may operate a weaving loom, make ceramics, or operate a machine shop, tool shop, a small sawmill. There are many books on these subjects, as well as the old crafts like soap making and leather tanning and basket weaving. Such how-to books will prove invaluable. I personally put together a small library of such material. Now, one of the things that I recommend for this hideaway out in the country is a methane digester. Methane digesters are pretty simple. All you do is take the waste from your animals, some of your other organic materials from crops, and put them into a sealed container. And I'm talking about a big one if you've got a farm with a lot of animals. I have a marked preference for a two-stage continuous flow methane digester. And you get four products off of it. First of all, you get a sludge, which can be used as a fertilizer or dried. It can go right into the compost pile. Even though human waste have gone into that digester, such things as anthrax, and cholera, and typhus are destroyed by the anaerobic digesting bacterium. There's also a supernatant, which is a clear liquid that comes off the top, clear to maybe 20 beige. And this can be used in ponds to grow algae, like spirulina plankton, which is 62% protein. And if you don't like that spinach tapes of that stuff, you can still feed it to your animals. They'll go for it like nobody's business. Then you get two other products off your methane digester, CO2, which can be pumped into a greenhouse to help your plants grow more quickly, more robustly. And then methane to cook or heat or generate electricity or to run a propane refrigerator. You don't have to have electricity running refrigerators when you've got a methane digester and simply run that gas off and keep it hot, or the pilot hot, which cools inside the box. We've got another break here. We're going to be right back and we'll talk more. We're going to talk about free energy. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
About getting some free electrical energy from the atmosphere. And it's possible with little or no money. You can build an effective, simple battery charger that has no moving parts, no generator, works day or night, and has no solar cells. And it can be done with a few scrounged parts. I would say $10 could be an exorbitant price. By way of explanation, just about every ham operator knows better than to disconnect an antenna and then pick it up later by the connector and touch a ground. Charges can be built up on an insulated wire, and the longer the wire, the more charge that will be built up. Most all radio hams have learned to pick up the coax and tap or hold the antenna against the case of the radio to bleed off this charge so that they don't get a poke. Now, few of us have ever been so poor as to have to think about how they can use that free energy. But let me tell you about a young man named Wiley Almond who put this little thing together many years ago during the Depression when he was just a kid. For him, buying batteries to listen to his homebrew 2-tube regen radio was just out of the question. So they used a long wire that they had scrounged from an old telegraph line to charge the battery so they could listen to the radio. What Wiley did at the ripe old age of 12 or 13 was hook a spark plug to the end of the wire and then run the ground end, that's where the threads are, into a 12-volt battery. It went through a coil so that it would step it back down from high-voltage electricity to a low voltage. He used a Model A coil, but just about any coil will work. Now, the bottom connector of that used to go into the points is hooked into the positive side of the battery, and the negative side of the back battery is hooked up to a good earth ground. And they got a capacitor between the spark plug and the battery to help hold some of that charge while it trickles in. It's capacitors of, 1 to 3 kilovolts, a few picofarad, like those that are found in the horizontal section of a television chassis. And it's hooked up from battery positive back to the wire where the top of the spark plug is connected. That's it. Nothing should be grounded except the ground post on the negative side of the battery. Everything else has to be insulated. And young Wiley was using about 200 feet of insulated wire, and it will completely charge a 12-volt deep cycle battery every 2 or 3 days. Now, 1,000 feet of wire will do it a lot quicker, but the voltages are higher. What is behind this feat is that a very long wire acts like a capacitor and builds a charge on the wire. When a few thousand volts are reached, it will discharge by sparking across the spark plug. Now, the spark plug delivers the charge to the coil that down converts it to lower voltages and pulses the battery, kind of like squirting a charge into it. Now, the weather controls how much static electricity is in the air. Wind and super cold seem to make you wonder if you might be able to weld with the thing. If you were to hook a small neon bulb to a full-wave loop in the wintertime when it was snowing with a high wind, the bulb will burn continuously all night long. The higher you get the wire off the ground, the better it is. And the wire has to be completely insulated. It doesn't seem to make much difference whether you lay out it in a straight line or weave it back and forth. Length is the thing, not size. Old telephone wire, old coax from the cable company, anything that's insulated and long will do the job. Ham radio antennas are long and already up there. Now, this thing will weld your feelings if you're not careful with it. O'Reilly was a pretty smart young man. He had another little trick he did. He took about a couple dozen thermocouples and put them in with all their centers in a tight circle on a little homemade stand. Underneath the stand at the center was a kerosene lamp with the flame heating the thermocouples, and the wires were connected in series and formed into a circle, and two clip leads were hooked to a small transistor radio, and he enjoyed his local music by candlelight. You know, there are some alternative sources of revenue that could be earned. Well, you could grow mushrooms out there. Not that hard to do. Now, there's the horse mushrooms that everybody likes to eat, but there's some more exotic ones like the portofinos. There are some really exotic ones that you may be interested in because they have real health benefits. The shiitake are healthy as well as good eating. Mitake is also called turkey tail, is another healthy mushroom. My favorite, of course, is the Ganoderma lucidum. The Chinese called it Ling Chi The Japanese call it reishi. And it is one of the best medicines out there. There was an ancient Chinese herbalist by the name of Feng Nong who crowned 360-some herbs and roots and different things that were good for health. And he categorized them into three areas. The first area was the superior. And the superior ones were those that you could take of anytime you want, all you wanted, and it was only good things happened and there were never any side effects. Then there was the middle grade, those which were tonics, you only took them once in a while and for a short time period. And then there was the lowest grade, which were remedies, and if you were sick, you could use that as a remedy for your illness, but you had to be careful with it because sometimes those even included poisons among them, and so you had to be a little more ginger with them. Of all the things that were on top of a superior list was that ling qi or reishi mushroom, properly called Ganoderma lucidum. You know, you could grow herbs, even if you got a place in the city. There are some herbs like Lobelia inflata, which really is good for not only your lungs, but your liver and your kidney. There's mullein for your lungs, too. And then there's the ingredients of what the Ojibwe Indians called Isiak tea. The principal ingredient was burdock roots, and if you got burdocks around and you're not digging the roots up in the fall and saving the juice out of them, you're making a mistake. Now, spirulina algae, which is 62% protein and contains just about all the amino acids, can be grown in ponds, little circular ponds. And you could feed it to your animals. You can eat it directly, too. Very healthy. And we know at the end times there's going to be pestilence, and we can see it happening. Most of this pestilence seems to be developed in CIA's biological laboratory, like AIDS. We find that AIDS was developed in Building 550 at the Fort Detrick, Maryland facility. And then they dosed 5,000 shots of smallpox vaccine with this HIV virus and distributed it through five different locations in Africa. That was the front page of the London Times in the early 1980s. But that information never got published in our free press, in our television. But some of these pestilences have started to spread around. We see these bird flus, which I suspect is also of the laboratory variety. So we need some kind of things that we can use to counter them. Now, colloidal silver is a wonderful thing. It suffocates these microbes. They just can't stand the silver. In fact, I got a little sty in my eye right now. I've been touching it with colloidal silver to knock it back. Ozone is a wonderful thing, and you can get an ozone machine from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You put it up high, and it kills out all kinds of germs and smells. And if you've got a farm, it's nice to have an ozone machine up in there to make sure that everything smells sweet. Now, there's a nice herb called neem. And neem is a wonderful product because it is one of the few really, truly organic pesticides. And it's also a germicide. It attacks bacterium and virus. Now, it tastes really bad. So if you're going to have neem, you're going to probably want to put it into gel capsules, but it's wonderful stuff. I suppose I should say to you, check with your doctor first, because he has a license from the government to practice it. You're not supposed to take anybody's information unless one of those government-based doctors say it's okay. I suppose they don't want you to do the math on that, because the National Institute for Health says that doctors kill. I'm not talking about fail to save. I'm talking about kill. 98,000 Americans every year. And I have to ask you, how does that compare with 56,800 killed in Vietnam over a 10-year period? It's a lot worse, but it sure doesn't seem to be getting much coverage. But that's the National Institute for Health. The Center for Consumer Studies in Washington, D.C. says that it's closer to 300,000. But let's go with the doctor's own numbers from the Journal of the American Medical Society. And they say it's 240,000. Now, if they kill 240,000 people every year, you got to take that number and divide it by the number of doctors. There's 720,000 doctors, and if you divide 720 into 240, you get about a third. So, on the average, a doctor kills a third of a person, or more likely, because there's no such thing as averages. On the average, every third doctor kills somebody. Most of that comes from the anesthesiologist, but nevertheless, we're talking about some real dangers from side effects of medicine. You know, as inflation accelerates, prices will outpace the wages. It will become increasingly difficult for people to make ends meet, and those who prepare for that eventuality will fare far better than those who do not. With forethought, some will have items to trade, things like cartridges, candles, fuel, beads, open pollinated seeds, soaps, toilet paper, wax, many other goods going to be readily tradable. Now, take wax as a source of fuel. The storage of wax is simply burying it or stacking it. And when systems are down, wax will be as valuable as can be as candle. Or you can make a wax heater if you will roll up a narrow strip of cardboard and put it into a small used tin can. The cardboard coil needs to stick out just a little at the top so that it can act as a wax. Hot wax poured into the can will finish the task, and the cardboard will act as a wick for this broad little candle heater, and you could cook over it. Ladies and gentlemen, time is at hand to abandon such frivolous collectibles as baseball cards and Beanie Babies, and invest in necessity. The one exception, I think, is junk silver coins, which tend to sell near bullion prices. And although there is little utility value in precious metals, their long-standing use as real money will make them a practical store of value for a long time. But before the depression deepens to a point that the masses can foresee the impending doom, it will be important to spend those precious metal coins for real necessity. And I recommend that you save junk silver coins, not gold. If you're so rich, you say, I couldn't fill my house up with junk silver coins, well, then step up to platinum. The reason I make that recommendation that you get rid of your gold and buy junk silver coins, or if you've got a whole lot of gold, you might get yourself a little less platinum. It's because I've heard a rumor over years that the insiders have realized the alchemist's dream of turning baser metals into gold. Specifically, what they're doing is they take mercury and jam another electron into the outer orbit of mercury. And there was a meeting here, a Patriot meeting, probably 10 years ago, and Justice Proce. And I'll tell you what transpired at that meeting right after this break. Please pay attention. We need for you to patronize our sponsor.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. We were talking about what kind of precious metals should you store. And it may have shocked some people if I recommended that you call up Republic Trading and tell them to sell your gold for you and buy junk silver coins or platinum if you've got too much money invested in gold and don't want that many silver coins around. And the reason for that, as I stated earlier, was that I had heard this rumor that they had been able to make artificial gold by forcing an extra electron into the outer orbit of Mercury. The Quicksilver. And there was a meeting at Justice Pro Se here all of 10 years ago, maybe a little longer, in which they had a representative from the Federal Reserve System there. And he gave his lecture about the Federal Reserve and how wonderful it was. And he threw open the opportunity for people to ask questions at the end of his lecture. And so I jumped up right away. And I said to him that I'd heard that the insiders have been able to realize the alchemist's dream. And I told him about forcing an extra electron into the outer orbit of Mercury. And I was wondering if that was true. And there's nothing he could have said to me to convince me more that it was true than what came down. He said to me, "You're not supposed to go." And he checked himself right there, and he vacillated back and forth. Then he said, "Well, I gotta go," and he left. That was a pretty pregnant moment, and it was really telling. Precious metals are not going to do you a whole lot of good. Soap and toilet paper and oil. Well, you know, if you go out and get yourself some motor oil in plastic containers and stick them on the shelf, how long before it rots? It won't rot before your dollar does. And we have to understand that all this inflation is an increase in the money supply. And a symptom of inflation is that prices go up. So I want to recommend to people that their precious metals include lead and brass. Reloading equipment is absolutely necessary. Ample supplies are needed. Because you need to prep for roaming mobs. And worse yet, UN troops here in America, on America's soil. And if they come out to where you are out in the country, just never know what you may have to do to defend yourself and save your life. Now, I talked to one guy that thought that it would be a good idea to have shower heads over your front porch where you could have connected gasoline in pressurized containers and just pull a lever and spray UN troops or whoever wants to break into your home and do you in. That would certainly take a lot of the pizzazz out of their position to find themselves wet. They wouldn't want to get into a firefight. We're going to be right back. We got a quick break. Listen carefully.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for